Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about how to stop going back to a narcissist, how to stop wanting them back. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back, folks. Yes. How do you stop wanting those pesky narcissists back? How do I stop wanting them back? How do I stop going back into this toxicity? How do I stay away from them? How can I get back to loving me? Yeah. If those are the questions you've been asking yourself, you found the right video. You truly have. So the first thing that you want to do to stop going back to them, y'all, is to tell yourself who they really are. Tell yourself the truth about them. Write it. No, don't just tell it to yourself. Don't just chant it to yourself like a mantra. Write the stuff down. You need to write it down right now, y'all. If y'all not ready for passing the video, I know it's Easter Sunday. This is gonna be. I'm about to rain the heat on Easter Sunday. I'm about to drop some Cadbury eggs of truth on you right here. But yeah, you have to tell yourself the truth about them. Write it down, y'all. Write down the truth about them. Not who you think, not who they presented to be. Not their representative that you met at the beginning. Not their stand-in, not their proxy. Who they are right the hell now. Right now. Who are they right now? Why are you watching this video? Why are you searching up toxic narcissistic abuse? Why are you searching up, why does my partner do this? Why are you searching, why does my partner give me the silent treatment? Why does my partner ruin every vacation? Why does my mom talk to me like this? Why does my boyfriend hate me? Why does my girlfriend cheat on me and blame me? Why does my partner invalidate me? If you ask yourself these questions, then you are here for a reason. So write down who they are. Write down why they make you feel that way. Write down why you're watching this video. Write it down. It helps to write it down. It really, really does. It helps you remember it, and you can recall it, because when you get back into these feelings, you feel like, oh, I miss this person. I miss them so much. I need to call them. And right before you call them, your screensaver is them. You see, your screensaver is all the bad stuff that they've done to you. Lied to me, cheated on me, had a baby outside the relationship, beat on me. You know what I mean? Financially abuses me, made me lose all my friends and family. Did all of this stuff. You know, and just in that space right there, they did all of this stuff. Now they want to act right. You see, write it down. This way, when you see it, you can recall it, and they can help you stay away from them. I don't care if they call you and just say, "Hey, babe, I miss you so much, and I promise I've changed. I promise that I'm going to treat you better this time. I know I cheated on you 14 times. I know it. And I hate me too." Y'all, come on now. Come on. You know what I mean? Come on now. It just gets into that space right there. That you have to tell yourself the truth about who they are. You really, really have to. You need to tell yourself the truth. Write it down so you can recall it. Read it like a damn bedtime story if you need to. Right before you go to bed, you try to shut your mind off and you try to count little narcissists or little empaths jumping over the fence and you can't fall asleep. Read it. Turn around and write it. Turn around and read it. Turn around and reread this stuff. But there were good times too, Lee. Who the hell cares about the good times if they're going to keep abusing you? Let's be real. There were good times too. They weren't all that bad, but they were bad enough. Would they forgive you for doing the same thing? Hell no, they wouldn't. And you know they wouldn't. They probably already told you that they wouldn't. Tell yourself the truth. Would you? That's another thing you can do right there. Ask yourself, would they forgive me and get over the stuff that they've done to me? No. If I did the same thing to them that they did to me, would they get over it? No, they wouldn't. Y'all, they bringing up stuff from 10 years ago, using it against you. You think they're going to get over something? They bringing up an ex that you were with before you met them. You think they're going to get over something? You think they're going to forgive you for cheating on them? No, the hell. No, come on now, y'all. Come on. Come on. Clap with me. Like, this is like a damn poetry slam about narcissism. Snap with me. You see what I'm saying? Snap with me. You see, but you get it. You know they wouldn't. So why are we telling ourselves this lie that maybe they would. They said that they would. No, they wouldn't. You know who you're dealing with. That's why you got to write it down. Write down the truth about this person and write down, would they forgive me for doing the same thing to them that they're doing to me? No. Would they give me the benefit of the doubt? No. Would they give me some grace? No. You see what I'm saying? They try to isolate you from your friends and family. Tell yourself the truth about who they are. That helps you stay away. Because you know, let me show you right here. I'm going to tell you this right here. And this is a telltale sign that can help you out right here, to help you understand that this person is toxic and abusive and narcissistic, right? This is a telltale sign. When you've tried to leave them, or if you left them before, and they said everything that they needed to say, they said everything that you wanted to hear. I've been wanting to hear this for a long time. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I've been wanting to do it. You know, they say it now. Why are they saying it? When they break up with you and you don't have to tell them, you broke up with them, right? And now they're saying all the right things. Why didn't they do the right things while they were with you? They revealed themselves. That's more manipulation. They showed you that they've been choosing to treat you badly. They've been actively participating in abusing you by choice, because they can turn it on and off. Why they don't turn it off more? No relationship is perfect. There's going to be some bad times in most relationships. It's a bumpy road. You're going to be bumping on the road sometimes. You know what I mean? You're going to be on a bumpy road. You just are. That's what the type of space you're going to be in. But it shouldn't be a damn drop off. It should be dropping off a cliff. Most relationships are going to have bumpy periods of time, but shouldn't be dropping off a cliff. No. Now they want to turn it on. Hey, I'm going to go. Hey, just so you know, I know you don't want to talk to me. I know I'm the last person. I know that I'm the last person you want to hear from. But I just need you to know that I'm about to go to therapy. I know I told you I'm going. I know you want me to go for 5 years. I said, no, I don't believe in therapy. But guess what? Magically, I believe in therapy now. And I'm going to be, if you don't come back to me, just know I'm going to be better for the next person. Stop telling yourself that they're going to be better for the next person. And who cares if they are? How do they treat you? Turn off the narcissist TV. Get your universal narcissistic remote. Turn that damn TV off. Turn off the narcissist TV. Don't watch their life. If your friends are filling you in like you missed a TV episode, if your friends are filling you in on your toxic ex's life, like you just missed an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians or Hoarders or Vanderpump Rules or something like that, tell them to stop filling you in. Like, this is not reality TV. This is my life. You have to tell. That's how you turn the narcissist TV off. It's a universal remote. Turn your friends off the channel too. Hey, block them, please. You don't want to be involved in the drama, because yes, they're probably going to treat the next person better, because that's how they get people. Yeah, that's how they get people to fall in love with them. Very rarely are they going to go into a relationship like feet first and treat somebody horribly. You know, very rarely are they going to go into a relationship and treat somebody horribly on the first date, second date, third date. It's been horrible since day one. Very rarely does that happen. They're going to love bomb. Most of them are. You know, it's going to happen. That's why I say turn off that damn narcissist TV. Turn it off. Stop watching the social media. You cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick, and watching the same TV show over and over again that punished you is going to make you sick. You can't heal in it, y'all. It's hard to grow roots. Yes, a rose or a flower can grow through a crack in the concrete, but I'm damn sure it probably would love to grow in a garden. you know, where it can get watered and fed correctly, get that nice photosynthesis away from the narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, a rose can grow through the crack in the concrete, but it grows better over here in the garden where we can water it at. You don't want to be, like I said, you don't want to be that rose in the concrete, baby. Let's get it. This is what I'm telling y'all. You got to empower yourselves. You have to empower yourselves. Tell yourself that there's no reward. There's no reward. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you little empathetic leprechaun. There's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There's no reward for riding through this horrible ass relationship with them. There's no reward for being a ride or die. It's ride or die. You're going to ride until you die. It should be ride until you die, because you're going to die emotionally. Everybody that's in a toxic relationship has damn near an emotional death. You're going to die emotionally while you're in this relationship. So you're going to ride, and you're probably not going to, you might not physically leave this earth, but you're going to emotionally die. They're going to emotionally take you out of here. Most of them absolutely will. So no, tell yourself there's no reward for sticking with this person. There's no reward for going back. You know, there's no reward to keep forgiving this person over and over again. If you're still in a relationship, this is not me telling you to leave. I'm just trying to wake you up. I'm just trying to show you the light. I'm literally trying to show you the light. I'm trying to show you the light. That's what I'm trying to do right there. I'm trying to help y'all heal and grow and prosper, because I'm healing and growing and prospering. I'm helping other people heal and grow. So that's why it's wake up season, y'all. It's Easter Sunday right now. I'm filming this video. It's wake up season. Wake up. It's time to wake up and stay woke. I know people damn near radicalize the word woke and turn it into some stupid. I'm about to cuss. Ugh. Reboot. Woke. Yes. Stay woke. Stay awake to these people. Like, don't go back to sleep in your toxic relationship. Don't let your guard down. That's how you get away from these people. That's how you stop wanting them back. Don't let your guard down. They want, like, y'all, the narcissist wants you to let your guard down, because when you let your guard down, that's when they sneak in. It's like, you sound like you like a prison. You know how the prison guards be in the watchtower watching for the escape prisoners. And then the prison guard get distracted, and then the prisoner jumps over the fence. That's the little narcissist jumping over the fence, because you got distracted. You got distracted on your healing journey. You got distracted on your growth journey. You got distracted on your self-love journey. You look down a little bit, and that little narcissist jumped over the fence and get out of there. Jump back into your life. You see what I'm saying? You got to stand guard at the doorway to your heart. It's like, you know, like a little, you got to build a little moat around the door, around your heart, like a castle. Your heart is in a castle. You the king or you the queen? You know, you're the royalty? I don't know. It's like, but that's how you go, y'all. I just want y'all to win. You have to understand that you like I said, even if you feel like you love them right now, you don't have to hate them to let them go. You can love people from a distance. Yeah, you can love people. This time last year, I was in Australia. I was 10,000 miles away from home. And I still loved my wife from 10,000 miles away. I still love my kids from 10,000 miles away. You can love people from a distance. Love travels. But if you're in a toxic relationship, you can keep that distance, right? It doesn't mean you have to close the distance. You can keep that distance. I love you from over there. You're just dangerous to me. You hurt me. You be lying too much. Stay over there. You know? Empower yourselves, y'all. I'm super thankful for you. I ain't going to keep y'all too much longer. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Like I said, check out my mini course. I have a support group as well. My support group can help you heal, help you stop going back as well. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. It's called The Mental Healers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.